formation bi mom doli na ma ci xam xam bi parce que bon khalatone ya beaucoup de temps ma ngi khalat projet bi.
Serine Mansour-Seck is 29. After 9 years of living in Spain as an illegal immigrant, he returned to Senegal through the International Organization for Migration's Assisted Voluntary Return and Reintegration Program last year. And he has big plans.
6 places, un porte-bagages.
I want to develop a 6-seater auto rickshaw business to get to the hard-to-reach places faster and to decongest the area. I saw this project before I left, and when I came back, I wanted to set this up. Every day, thousands of people come here from other areas.
He crossed the Atlantic seeking a better future in Europe, but after nearly a decade of hardship in Spain, he's looking for a fresh start back in his home country.
I wasn't able to get a legal job in Spain. I made money selling cigarettes and souvenirs. It was hard there, and there was no future for me. My future is here.
He hopes his motorized tuk-tuk service will provide a mode of transport that's simple and accessible for short journeys in his native Tiaroy, a suburb of Dakar. But to get it off the ground, he's taking an entrepreneurship course held by the IOM. Migrants who return home through assisted voluntary return and reintegration can benefit from between 500 to 3,000 euros from the IOM to get a proven business idea off the ground. Part of the follow-up process includes a voluntary workshop on setting up a personal business. Khadin Dor, a qualified lawyer, is an IOM business trainer. 25 people are attending her 4-day workshop.
I'm here to help entrepreneurs and businessmen who have business ideas or have already started their business project. Our role is to help them perfect their ideas and to see what their opportunities are so they can ask for financing.
As an entrepreneur, migrants have a better chance of making a living being self-employed than as an employee, according to Aïssata Gueur, who runs the training program at IOM.
The reality is that it's much easier to be self-employed because when these migrants left, they had no experience. And that's the big problem of all migrants, of all those who leave. They have no qualifications. If they didn't get any training in Europe, when they come back to Senegal, it's much harder to find a job. So we target self-employment so the person can create something, because when they come back, they have a problem, they come back with nothing. It's important we can show them support and so they can create a business and it's not a total failure in the eyes of society.
IOM's entrepreneurial workshops also target young people in collaboration with the National Agency for the Promotion of Youth Employment to ideally show them that opportunities exist in their country. 600 young people have taken the course so far.
Those who raise 500,000 to go through Niger or attempt to cross Libya, if you have that, then you can have a small business and you will stay in your country. All this is accompanied by awareness campaigns to show young people that really, this amount you raise to leave, you can invest it here. And that's thanks to the training course.
Self-employment is a credible alternative to mass unemployment or self-imposed exodus from the country. With the support provided by IOM, it's also a promising solution to boost and fast-track reinsertion of these men and women into society. For RFI, Emmanuel Landais in Dakar, Senegal.